What's new, pussycats? Whoa, what's new, pussycats? Whoa. Pussycats did send an hour. Luke smells like flowers. Evan is so cute. Trella and Fuzzy recording the pussycats. Pussycats, pussycats, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycats bros. What's new, pussycast? Whoa. What's new, pussycast? Whoa.
Oh, one sec.
Whoa.
My roommate just knocked on my door.
All right. Go meet
one sec.
I'll talk for a bit. All right. So, welcome back to the What's New Pussycast with Evan and Luke. I think we're on our fifth. Let me double check. I think it's our fifth podcast. We took a break last week because we both got busy and Evan decided to be social a little bit, but we're back here now and that's all that matters.
Oh, and yeah, I'm back.
We are on our fifth podcast. That's 5 in 6 weeks, so that's some nice money.
Yeah, because
I really need the
we
money.
Made it.
We made it past 5.
Wait, is this our fifth?
This is our
it
fifth.
Is, yeah.
Oh yeah, shit, never mind. Okay, hold on. We made it past 4, even though I wasn't on 4, but I did listen
yeah.
to
it. Yes.
It was all right podcast.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm just saying. Okay. So we should probably get
all right. questions. Yeah, let's just jump right into it.
All right, first I'm gonna have to shit all over Infidel. Infidel says, "Do you listen to the Old Man Jokes podcast?" And no, I don't. I probably should, as it's by two people that I know and I like, but I don't.
I don't really listen to other podcasts
yeah.
on the site. It's like
right when school started, I was like, "Oh yeah, podcasts, can't listen to those." Like I usually just download them, but I can't download them because they're on like SoundCloud or YouTube.
Yeah,
but like if they're on Spotify, I would download it. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I've listened to it. I mean, a couple. I listened to the Joe Cast a bit, but
I listened to the latest Big Slappy Hour only because they roasted me.
Oh yeah, they roasted us for having a podcast that's just a flash in the pan. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they roasted me specifically for being in the podcast Discord when like I'm like the least one who does podcasts, but you know I'm on number 5, so they can't say anything.
Yeah.
But if it all that yeah. says, "Will you be a special guest soon, Luke?" I'm like, sure, I will. Don't know what you guys talk about, but, you know, I will.
That question wasn't geared towards me, so I can't answer
it.
I legally can't answer this.
I can invite you.
What if we both are special guests?
Oh, what if we just take over their podcast?
What?
And they take over ours? Like a
switcheroo.
Crossover. The old switcheroo.
The all old right. switcheroo. All right.
And then the next question says, what were your bets in the casino and how confident are them? So I just linked.
Yeah, I just pulled it open.
Yeah, my shit. So let's look at yours first because mine.
So,
I have no idea what I was thinking on mine.
So first I got North Stars over. Wolfpack under and Platoon under as well. Mm-hmm. So I think Wolfpack and Platoon are look like they're heading towards that. But Toronto, they were really good in the preseason. So I was
Toronto only needs 33%. Only needs 33% of their games.
So like it's and they have a solid first line, so
New England is going to be a good under. You won that by a landslide.
Yeah, and yeah.
West Kendall, like, New England needs to win 70%, needs to win 72% of their games left.
Yeah, West Kendall already has 7 losses, so.
Yeah, so you're looking Did you parlay it?
I didn't parlay because I was like, this is too much of a risk for Platoon at the time. But now it looks like I would win it if I had parlayed it. And I wish I did because I could have gotten so much money.
Yeah. So for me,
I regret that.
I did San Francisco under, which is looking decent because they need to win over half of their games left. But it really depends on how they do. So that will be a toss-up. I did New Orleans over, which is a tricky one. Probably not going to win
that's
that.
That's risky.
They
that's
need
risky.
60% of their games as a win, which is...
I did over.
So they need to win 23 more games.
Yeah.
And then I did over on Tampa Bay, which I like because every other year Tampa Bay does well. And they only need to win 43% of their games left, and they will. So I think I'll be a good 2 out of 3 on that.
Yeah. It definitely looks like Toronto and the Panthers have a good chance for over.
Yeah, instead of New Orleans, I should have done Toronto over, really.
Yeah, that was a pretty safe.
Yeah, LAP is a good bet because they only need 38% of their games left.
Yeah.
And then, like, anything under 50% on a good team, it's probably going to be a big W for you.
Yeah. Like, and this is for the people that are listening, is with this was recorded on the 7th, where each team had like 11 or 10 games. So the date of the gray site being down the whole time. I can't do words right now.
Google Sheets. I blame Google Sheets for...
I personally blame the Google Sheets.
You know, I'm sorry, but I just did if SHL is equal to on, I turned it off.
Nah, that's too advanced.
Okay.
I just put off in quotes.
Uh-huh.
And then the site turns off, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, most teams played 11 games so far. Only Tampa Bay and Texas played 10 games.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Cause I can,
yeah, but
I can pull the standing.
Yeah, it's on the sheet. We can link the sheet in the. Can we link the sheet? Or?
Oh yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, we can link the sheet in the thing for those who would love to see their bets.
You can see all the bets, and it's really funny. Toman's on here twice, but that's the product of Infidel not deleting one of them, which is annoying, but it's fine.
they're exactly the same.
Yep. But yeah, and then the fun thing about this is actually if you win the bet, then it turns green, and if you lose the bet, it turns red.
Wow. Okay.
Like, here, let me link you the actual sheet because it will take a long time to update on
Yeah, 5 minutes. I'm not gonna wait that long. All right.
Yeah. So if you do, I forget what I did. I did like 23. No. Oh. If I did, then it turns green.
Okay. If you do, you won. If it has the word one in it.
No, it's just you won the string because they're all
okay.
Statements. So if the statement is true, yeah, it was a whole nested if statement.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, I did that in like 10 minutes, so that's pretty fire. And then for the parlay,
right?
If you won the parlay, then it turns green. So like as teams start to win, you get to see them turn green.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. We should probably go to the next question.
Yeah. we're spending way too long admiring the sheet.
Something that no one can see.
Yeah. So then we got Aaron Wilson with bold predictions for this season, SHL or NHL?
Let's do SHL first, and then let's do NHL.
Bold predictions.
So for the SHL. Let me pull up the
11 games. One thing that would be bold is New England actually making the playoffs. That's a very bold prediction.
Nah.
They do. It's too early, but like
Toronto's gonna fall back down. Hamilton is probably gonna stay where they are. Manhattan is gonna come up.
I mean, yeah, this is my first season actually paying attention to the SHL ever.
Yeah.
So I can't predict stuff
so
well.
My prediction is that Winnipeg wins the Challenge Cup, and then fall back to a feeder team the season after. That's my bold prediction. My other bold prediction, which is not really bold, but San Francisco will be out of the playoffs again. They're just gonna barely miss it. Calgary's gonna rebound from being bad and start being good again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna get over 50 points. That's my bold predictions.
I'm not going to make 28. Probably, we'll see.
I believe in you.
I don't believe in myself.
I believe in me that believes in you.
I mean, yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I believe.
I'm just a rookie, so we'll see.
Why did I get a ding on my phone? Oh, I think someone DM'd me. Anyway, and then Aaron says bold predictions for the NHL. Oh shit, I got some bold predictions.
Lightning don't make the playoffs. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm crying right now.
Penguins miss playoffs.
I mean,
Malkin regresses hard.
Malkin doesn't make the playoffs.
Malkin doesn't make playoffs. Oh shit, that's because Mike Izzy followed me on Twitter. Oh my god. He only has two followers. When did he make it? Oh, he just made it. Oh my god.
Oh really?
Dude,
oh.
Mike.
Wait. He's never had an SHL Twitter.
I don't know. Wait, he's the father of A-Rai. Dude, we know his next player.
Yeah, no, he's had that. He had it in his last PT.
Oh, shit, I didn't even... Bro, he was making his new player.
Yeah, I care more about Mikey Z than you do.
Yeah. Wait, after a long hiatus and a forgotten name and password, I'm back with Tweet Vigor. Okay, also, on the SHL Twitter, do you know Ron Berry?
Not really.
I gotta share it with you. I'm gonna also put it in. I'm also gonna put it in the podcast. Like,
yeah, definitely do that,
bro. He's my favorite Twitter account. The SHL. Ron Cherry, but for the SHL.
Ron Berry.
Yeah. So, his latest tweet: the SHL site is down because of the French-speaking agenda trying to make us wear helmets and talk dumb. Stupid Frenchies. Hashtag, I'm very smart.
This has been going on since August, and he only has one follower.
That was me. Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, he's my favorite. Hold on.
I really
looking
like
at
this.
Canada being behind the United States for anything makes me want to vomit poutines out of my eyes and then strangle the nearest before I black out and wake up panting in front of a mountain while yodeling.
Hashtag SHO hockey. Hashtag strangle a Frenchie for a gold.
Look at all these dirty Euro trash IIHF medal rounds. Latvia, UK, Czech Republic, Germany, Norway, Russia. Come on, Canada, and smash these bastards into the crowd.
Hashtag SHL hockey. Hashtag Czechia is not real. Hashtag just ask Microsoft a word.
You guys need to follow him.
Underrated accounts.
I have no idea who follows him.
You're the only one that follows him.
I don't know who he is on the SHL, but he is my favorite thing. And also Jesus Christ is also my favorite thing.
Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mike Izzy 19. Follow the man. He's following 89 people now.
Like, look at this one tweet from Jesus Christ. I'm also going to include this in the
hashtag tweet Izzy. peanut butter on a sausage McMuffin. Honestly, it was pretty tasty. Hashtag SHL hockey. McDonald's responded. That's a new one. Loki might have to try.
Wait, did he? Did they actually respond?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's hilarious. Oh my god, that's hilarious. I didn't even see that. All right, back to actual. NHL Twitter sometimes is a fucking gem.
Yeah, we gotta link that one as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The hot takes for the NHL.
I think yeah, we gave a couple.
Who do you think is going to be the point leader?
Bro,
you want to hear this hot?
Hot take for the point leader.
Yeah. Bro, you want to hear this hot take?
Yeah.
Mitch Marner.
Okay.
112 points. And then people are still going to complain about his contract.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to say Braden Point, but he's still not playing yet. No, he signed. He signed, but he had surgery, I think.
Oh, okay.
Back surgery or something. So.
Bigger hot take. Jeff Carter, throwing a random fucking name out there that I remember. Jeff Carter will lead the LA Kings in scoring. That's a hot take.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Hold on. LA Kings scoring leaders. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Because Jeff Carter only got 33 points last season. And Anze Kopitar got 60 points. Oh, my God. They're tanking so hard. Anyway, thanks, Aaron Wilson, for your question.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a... Okay.
Always appreciate it.
The next fan, the next person, is the person who didn't want to be on Anchorage, and 10 minutes later said, "Boat gang, gang, gang." It's Blues fans.
Boat gang, gang, gang.
And then he says, "It's NHL season now, broskies. What are your thoughts on the season so far?" And then he says, "My hockey team sucks. Please help." Well, first of all, Blues. Because he's talking about the Blues. Yeah. The Blues.
Or is he talking about his real life team?
Oh, he could be talking about his real life team, which they also suck. But he did get a point one game. But anyway, so thoughts on the season so far.
How about you? How about you go first?
Flyers are undefeated. We're going 82-0. More seriously though, I want Patrick to get healthy again. He's out with migraines, which he has been dealing with for his whole life, but like something probably changed in his brain. So I want him, but the lucky thing is that he's not on long-term IR. So hopefully he's back by the end of October. And then, oh my God, we would be nice. Like our center depth is so nice right now because we got Hayes. Hayes, still big contract, but he's looking nice. He got an assistant captain, which is cool. The games that I've seen him, which is all preseason games, and the one NHL game, he looks good. Like, the way that he protects the puck is, like, next-level shit. I like Vigneault so far. I want to see Farabee up. He got sent down, but I want to see him up. But he only got sent down because of cap-related stuff, because people got injured and shit. But I want to see Farabee up and kill it. I like what I saw from the Carolina game. I like the Carolina-Tampa Bay game. I like what I saw from Carolina. They seemed really fast.
I wasn't satisfied with that. That was not a good game. Yeah, so far for the Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Lightning.
Yeah.
I think we're 1-1 so far on the season.
Mm-hmm.
And two of those games were against Florida and one was against Carolina. And it's honestly not the start anyone's looking for the team. And there's generally, whenever shit like that happens, all the Lightning fans come together and like, fire Cooper, trade Kucherov, all that shit. It's like
all that fun stuff.
All that fun stuff, and then it just is like, is it really that bad? It could be worse, but it's like
it's not
optimal. But like after that last season, it just feels horrible.
Yeah, and bro, we're 4 games into the season. Calm down. You don't have Brandon Point back.
Yeah,
like
they're all saying, Brain Point will enter the lineup and nothing will change. It's like
tank for
it's fucking Brayden Point.
Tank for LeFrend, trade everyone away.
Yeah, but like
Vasilevsky is overpaid. Blah blah blah.
But like Shattenkirk, he's been great. He has 2 goals so far.
Yeah.
More goals than Kucherov.
Better contract.
And then Sergachev has been. Gang assists.
Gang assists.
Gang. That's about it. That's all he's good at. I mean, it's not the start we wanted, but
it's the start.
Honestly, it's better to get this shit out of the way. So like the team is like, yo, we're not trying to look like playoffs from last season, because that's what the Carolina game felt like. It was like, how do you get off 13 shots in a single game, and also be leading 3-1, and then eventually lose after giving up, two goals in the third period, and then lose 2 power play goals in the third period, and losing in overtime.
You know what that feels like?
It just is like, how? They got no shots in the second period.
That feels like whenever the Lightning plays the Flyers. Like, one team just dominates, and then the other team comes back, and then the Lightning always wins an OT.
Yeah. It's just like, that's how that first playoff game felt, when we were like, I think we were like leading 4-1, and then however the fuck... whatever the fuck happened, and then the Blue Jackets came back and won the game, and then we never won after that.
It's all about Rod the Bod, Brindamore.
Yes,
he's a good coach.
But I mean, I'm not one to overreact. It's disappointing after what happened after last season's epic.
Sweep. You guys got swept?
No, I'm talking about regular season, the epic regular season for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yeah.
Got swept after the first round? Did I have to mention it again?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Bro, imagine making the playoffs, lol. But yeah, I'm ready for some Flyers hockey. It's been too long of a wait. It's only been 3 days since the Flyers last played, and they're playing on Wednesday. I'm getting withdrawals. I need my Flyers hockey. I want to see Drew score. I want to see Coot score. Bro, Travis Konecny is going to get over 30 goals this season. Lindblom is like, he is someone that everyone wants to play with, because he just makes the whole line so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy that the Flyers caught him in the 5th round. He's looking to be a really good second line forward. Him, Coots, and TK were like amazing during the Chicago game. And the Drew Hayes forecheck look like they need some more practice together. I'm liking what I see out of Raffle. He's always been a good bottom sixer. Tyler Pitlick is... I haven't seen too much of him. Carson Terensky looks nice for a rookie. We got to see how he goes. Connor Bunneman looks replaceable. Scott Lawton looks good. JVR looks good. Hart looks good. Your mom looks good. Next question. Blues fan then says, SMJHL and SHL are back. Who's good and who sucks? We already mentioned it. Next question. MCG says, for all the SHL team.
All the SHL teams, who are their NHL comparables? You just cut it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I made it so it was just like read only for the website. So it like all turned to all white and it was all just the okay, anyway, sorry.
Yeah, so who are the NHL comparables?
Bro, I got a great comparison. Just on its
like, go ahead.
Manhattan is the Tampa Bay and the San Francisco is the New York Rangers for each other. Manhattan gets all of the San Francisco good players.
Oh yeah.
They got me, they got Goku.
Yeah.
You know, we're just collecting.
Yeah, it's the feeder team. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in all seriousness, Edmonton is probably, I would say, actually, this is fucking tough. Okay.
Who are the NHL comparables?
Bro, they're expecting a lot from me.
I want to say Buffalo would be, like, no, I don't want to say Buffalo would. I was gonna say Buffalo would be Tampa Bay.
Buffalo would be like, the Canes.
Yeah.
You got that real good defense.
Well, not this year's Canes.
Not this year. Oh, what the fuck?
No. Because it's like Buffalo has a whole bunch of like stacked guys. They just won a couple cups.
Buffalo will be.
But they're still pretty young. But it's they're not always the best performers in the regular season. That's how I'm thinking about it.
Who's a good young up and coming team?
Like Carolina or something?
Toronto?
Toronto. Yeah. This is a tough question.
It's hard to compare.
Yeah.
But, like, Buffalo also has that iffy goaltending.
Yeah.
It would be Toronto if they had slightly better defense.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
And Tampa Bay would be... I think the closest comparable is... the New York Rangers. They got young players coming up. They're still raw.
Oh yeah, they're like still kind of rebuilding.
But like they still got some talent. Like Flacco's probably like the Panarin.
They got like I don't know if their goaltender situation really matters because Hank is like old. And then they got Blue. Is he regressing yet? Or...
Who? Oh no, Blue isn't regressing yet.
No, not yet.
And then Nicholas Claus is just like an okay second liner. It's kind of like Matt Strome, but like better.
Yeah.
They got a good young center in Matt Colin, which is like Zibanejad. That's a good comparable.
Yeah.
That one. All right, we're just going to go straight down Chicago.
Syndicate.
The Chicago Syndicate. It would have to be a really young team. Because this team's young, other than Cameron Carter and TJ Bailey. Who would be the... And they're a bubble team, definitely. It would be a bubble team. Would they be Arizona?
I don't really...
Arizona has better goaltending than Chicago. And that we would also compare Cameron Carter to Phil Kessel.
Yeah.
Would they be the Knights? No. Montgomery J. Fleury's better.
How about we just choose a team that... How about we just choose a team that has a player that always gets snubbed for awards? Or any nominations.
You know what? I actually like the, I like Chicago on this one.
Just Chicago is Chicago?
But, like, without, like, a franchise player in Patrick Kane. I could see Cameron Carter as, like, a tease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that.
They have iffy goaltending. Defense is meh. Offense without Tate, or offense without Kane is meh. They got some good young players. I would say, like, Jack Kennedy is kind of like Nylander, a good sniper, but, like, he puts up points. He puts up, like, 30 to 40 points. I like that one. Let's do that.
Toronto. So, I think
so
the Toronto.
A really good player, but, like, everyone else sucks.
Yeah. Just Oilers.
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 Detroit.
Yeah.
Oilers or Detroit. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's Hamilton. We got
a young team, but still with older players. So this one I could see being Arizona, to be honest. Young players, still got an old guy in Robert Phelps. Robert Phelps could be Phil Kessel in this situation.
They got some young guys on the top pairing.
I don't know
line.
Arizona that much, but I like that. I like Arizona pick.
Montreal.
Could be Montreal. No, not Montreal. The Flames don't exist.
Arizona, probably. I think we've already said that, but, like, we can have overlap.
Yeah. So what do we say?
Arizona for Hamilton. I think we also... No, we said New York Rangers for Tampa Bay, so...
But I do like... They have better goaltending, though. I like Arizona. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Hamilton. Manhattan,
this is your territory. You know the team.
Bro, oh my god. Like, good, but terrible, but like bad defense other than the top pairing. Good. We would be Toronto.
Yeah.
We are Toronto.
Yeah, good depth,
bro,
terrible defense.
We are Toronto. Okay, hold on. I actually got to share that.
So, yeah, and then I guess we'll. If we're not allowed to have overlap, we would have to switch the Stampede.
No.
But no, we're not going to, because we don't have time for that.
Bro, that's perfect.
Okay.
West Kendall. Or the Kings.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, yeah.
New England.
New England's pretty young. Let's see. New England's pretty young. They have a good goaltender.
They do have a goal.
He was good last season. I don't know if he's still gonna be good.
Islanders.
Yeah.
You don't have anyone that stands out as like amazing other than Olga or Ola, which is kind of like the Barzal. We have a decent, like a good defense that can stick in there, and a strong goalie that had an amazing season. Boom, perfect.
Boom.
All right, now the Western Conference, Edmonton.
Edmonton. All right.
Older core that has some younger players that are still trying to get the cup. Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean,
book it.
Yeah, they got. Yeah, I see that.
Tampa Bay, but like a little bit older. LAP.
Mm-hmm.
Bad goal. I mean, not bad now, like for the first 8 games, but like if you goaltending, decent offense, decent defense.
They got. So they're just like a decent team.
Hmm. Like, what's a decent team?
Like, just like a middle ground team.
Bro, we're so good at hockey knowledge. OMG.
OMG. Like, decent. I mean, if.
Oh.
How young is. Oh.
Montreal? They got maybe. Older defense in John Toner, a.k.a. Max Weber. They have a young forward line. Max Malden is basically Max Domi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And then, yeah.
I can see that.
Bro.
Now we have...
Goku Murato is Pajama Boy.
Pajama Boy?
Wait, who did we sign... recently that would be Marner that got paid big. I don't know. Anyway.
All right. We got the Jets.
Someone going all in. Totally not the Jets.
Someone going all in.
The Blue Jackets last season.
Blue Jackets. Yeah.
Blue Jackets last season.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco Pride. Someone who chokes a lot.
I would say
someone who should be good, but
someone who should be good but chokes a lot. The Lightning,
defense. I could see the Canes in this one. The Canes. But like the in terms of like lines and stuff, stacked defense.
Yeah.
Forwards,
yeah. Yeah.
Decent goalie, but like without the success.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Book it.
New Orleans. They got some older guys.
Boston.
But Boston. Yeah, they got like a. I mean, but they play their lines pretty equally. When I think of Boston, I just think of like
first line.
They just have this first line. So
it's true.
Like Bolton a team does. That has three decent forward lines,
all kind of old,
but yeah, they're all pretty old.
Lightning's kind of young and old, but no, because New Orleans is kind of young and old.
Washington.
Oh, I like Washington.
Yeah.
Joker Zirsky is Ovechkin confirmed.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Texas.
Just a
dumpster fire of just mediocrity. The Flyers.
Wow, that was a
This doesn't look like the Flyers.
So who's gritty?
Who's gritty? Dude, gritty Stankoa. like a good top pairing, but everything on they got like a that's a very bad forward core. Holy shit, that is terrible.
There's really no one that sticks out from their forwards.
Really bad offense. Who has a really bad offense?
Who has really bad offense but has good defense?
Has mad defense.
Oh, mad defense, yeah.
Goals for leaders, NHL 2019. And then we're just going to sort by lowest. That's basically what I'm thinking. No, teams, motherfucker. Goals for.
Teams.
2018. Done. Room report. Anaheim Ducks. Walter Hobbs is. The Anaheim Ducks is pretty solid.
I mean, Minnesota, yeah.
Minnesota Wild.
I wouldn't say Anaheim because I don't know.
Minnesota actually. Decent defense. Like they still got like. They still got Harvey Danger and the dude, which is kind of like their defense. They got some younger players like Troy, but like on that it was
yeah, good.
You know.
Yeah. All right,
that's a good one. Minnesota.
Oh, shit. All right. Okay, we got Minnesota. Yeah, Minnesota. They got
Pittsburgh.
I mean, yeah. Let's see.
Pittsburgh's
Minnesota. Tough. Minnesota. They got their.
They got their Crosby and God McZerl.
God McZerl is Crosby. He
plays a ton of minutes because McZ always just like, hey, I play everything. They got some decent. They got some all right young forwards.
They got some solid defense.
Defense is a little bit shoddy here and there.
I mean, it's
makes sense.
Yeah.
I could see Pittsburgh. I could see, who's another one line team?
Another one line team?
Detroit.
Boston.
Possibly.
I'm not Boston because Boston has.
Yeah.
Boston actually has some stuff. Has some meat.
Yeah, they have some meat.
Yeah. Let's see.
Not Colorado.
I like
Pittsburgh, but like worse.
Pittsburgh, but like still kind, but like kind of shit.
Pittsburgh, but like dumpster fire.
I like that.
And then Calgary Dragons.
Calgary Dragons. They got.
Dude, they got the augment.
They got the augment. Yeah. They got the augment. They got.
They got number one defenseman. They got a number one goalie.
Like a number, like three number ones, but like.
Who would be like that in the NHL?
Who has like.
Three number one, like boom, boom, boom.
I mean, the Lightning kind of have that, but like they have.
Does.
Who
the
other?
Flames. Oh no, goaltending sucks on the Flames.
Yeah. I think we just gotta think about who has a good goalie. That.
Do the Jets have a good goalie?
What if?
No. The Bruins? No. Bruins actually. I don't want to say the Bruins though.
It's because the Bruins have a line. They have like one.
Florida.
They got that.
Florida.
Well, yeah, because they got Bob. They got Bob.
They got that one forward. They got that one defenseman.
They got that one guy, and then the other one guy.
They got
Barkov and
Barkov, yeah.
Ekblad.
And they got Bob.
Yandel. Yeah, they got
Florida.
Bob. They're good. They're Florida, yeah.
That's a good question by MCP.
We spent a while on that one.
Dude, we got 20 minutes left until a minute, but we only got a lot of questions left. All right.
Oh, wow. So, okay.
Let's go. Nokozoa says, will you comment on the Weiser situation 100 words or more? Thank you, Captain the Whalers. Second sucks. Oh no, JPV or whatever. All right, Nokozoa. 100 words or more.
I got a few. I got a few words.
Okay,
you can add on.
Do your few, and then I'll finish
it up. Dude, I'm 5.2 inches, which is 0.1 inches above the USA average. Don't fucking slander me, sex nugget. It's your turn. wait, was it not limited or no?
No,
okay.
Over 100.
No, that's just one of the things.
That was the
one of the things he said.
I didn't like the drafting that MCP did with Olsen. He was always an edgy kid. I don't really like that in a locker room because it brings some awkwardness. Because you don't always know when he's joking or not. Rude behavior. 100 words or more. Next question.
100 words or more. That's.
Bro, we did 100 words.
100 words or more, that means he wants us to expand upon it.
Okay, fine. The way that he acted on the forums is really child childish, and I'm happy that he retired. Hopefully he recreates and makes himself a better member of this community. Some of the comments that he did were just bad, and it's not a good way to introduce yourself in the locker room to new rookies. The stuff that he said in the locker room to the new rookies were just not good. It provides bad light to the Vancouver locker room, which we don't usually have. I pride myself when I was GM of having a great locker room experience, and we basically talked all day, every day. Having someone like that in the locker room, such a toxic personality, really brings a halt to the spit of the wheels that spin that locker room. I initially didn't want Jean-Paul Beauvin, but Aaron Wilson reached out to him because we were the only ones that messaged him, so we actually signed him, and that was a good time. All right, 100 words or more.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. There's actually a question for me.
Oh, shit.
Wow. That's a first.
How did you get into bot making? Will you publish the full list of every command? So how did I get into bot making? Pingy bot.
Yeah.
Let me explain Pingy bot real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Feel free.
So one day, I think, yeah. So instead of like studying, no, I was doing the trade histories. And then someone was like, you should make a bot for Pingy. So he can talk to himself, and I'm like, bet. So I looked up how to create a Discord bot, and I just followed a random tutorial in French. So I downloaded the Discord thing, and then I just typed in whatever the Frenchman thing was, and I created Pingy Bot, and it was the best thing. My favorite moment was when I thought I did a timer on him randomly pinging someone, but the timer broke, so it pinged a bunch of people in like a minute. I got a bunch of DMs saying that Pingy Bot freaked out. Also, Fortnite is hilarious when he's on.
Yeah.
All right, Evan.
All right. So, how did I get into bot making? So, I've been on Discord. I've been using Discord since 2015, and in one of my servers, it was a more programming-based server. It was like a kind of programming community, and I was like, yo, I'm gonna... Like, I saw that there were bots in there, and I was like, yo, I want to make one of these shits. So I just followed a tutorial on how to do it, and then I just kind of added stuff as I went. So I would add, like, API calls to Google and shit. So it would be like, you could look up the weather for a certain area, and then like a certain place, and basically that would go into Google Maps API, get the latitude and longitude of that place, then input it into this API for weather. It would input the latitude and longitude for that into the weather API, and it would get you the weather for that area. And then I also had like Google Translate. I made a command for voice, like a music bot kind of thing. And I just kind of like was built. I was just working to like build my programming skills. Like the bot was by no means good, written well in any way, but it was just practice for me. And then for the SHL bot, when I joined, I had trouble navigating the site, and then when I saw the index link, I didn't know how to use it for whatever reason. It was like you go to the page, and it has like the whole setup. It's like S50 regular season, and then it has all the little links there, and I was like, I don't know what to do here, I'm brand new. So I was like asking my teammates for help, and I was like, hey, maybe I could make a bot to like get this stuff to people through Discord, because everyone's using Discord now. So
what's Discord?
It's a gamer chat.
Oh, it's for Epic Gamers.
Yeah, it's for Epic Gamers. But yeah, it's like that. I just kind of learned my skills through a lot of skills through bot making, and then I made the SHL bot because there's a lack of that kind of stuff. And it's usually nice to have that and it's that's proven to be true over time.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
Sure.
Oh yeah, will you publish a full list of every command? I'm pretty sure.
Will I publish a full list?
Other than like noodle.
There is a list of commands, but it's not complete because I want there to be a little bit of fun with the bot.
Is there a command that I don't know about?
Yes.
Oh shit.
There are commands that you don't know.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
See, there's git, there's boom. Git was hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
Git, boom, Howard, pingy, McZee, bang, gangbang. Gangbang was my idea, which is great.
Yeah. There's a couple. There's a whole bunch that I've added over time. Like usually if someone DMs me or like tags me in a server and is like, yo, add this command, I'll be like, yo, I'll add that. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I like the secret one and bang.
There are some secret responses that happen, but you gotta be lucky. Yeah. You gotta be very lucky for that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm happy that pingy was the first. No, was git the first one or pingy? I think git was.
I don't recall. I think
it was git then pingy.
It was probably pingy, git, and then Howard.
Dude, Howard to me. Anyway,
we should and bang. And bang.
Yeah. So, we're just gonna skip Ufig.
Are you sure that these are fun? After Chicago?
Okay, yeah, because Chicago's a little bit more serious.
Never mind.
How many Celtics are in your closet, and do you arrange them alphabetically or chronologically? For the skeletons, I get their hexadecimal code, and then I convert that to binary, and then I sort them by binary. I think that was the best way to efficiently handle that in the order of N. That's the most efficient way to sort them, is by order of N. Do you agree?
I disagree. There's so much wrong with that statement.
Okay, fine. I sort my skeletons because... by order of log N, N log N.
Okay, I arrange them with quicksort. with a best case of N log N and a worst case of N squared.
I sort them by quick N spirit, and I make them into... No, I actually make them into a tree, and then I start deleting them.
That's heap sort.
Yeah, I know. I heap sort, and then...
Did you say quick insert?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a random data structure. Dude, my data structures class is terrible. Just because of the professor. But anyway, yeah, I
also don't think we should brush by the fact that you said that you convert hexadecimal to binary and then you sort it by the binary when hexadecimal is just another representation of decimal.
Okay,
which is
fine.
Another representation of binary, so you can sort by hexadecimal.
Fine. I switch hexadecimal to binary and then put it to an FP format. And then I add all those together to get my FP format, and then I get one big skeleton.
I actually convert the hexadecimal. I map each character in that hexadecimal number to another hexadecimal character, mm-hmm. and then I sort that hexadecimal number along with the original one.
Yeah.
So that's the new sort.
Oh, you know what I use actually? Not gonna lie. So I assign them to a pointer. And then I just do like 20 pointers in a row, like the 20 pointers, and then the skeleton, and then I sort them by that because I like to kill myself.
Yeah, that was a very serious question.
Yeah, very serious answers by two computer science majors. Then here comes Ufig for the final 5 minutes, or 5 or 6 or 7 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Once, if the SHL was a high school. Who would fill the stereotypical roles at a current popular high school? based on fictional, including but not limited to star football quarterback, man who is hot. All right, now you're going to pick Izzy for this. Star quarterback, cheerleader, girlfriend, lady who's also hot, bold principal, fun teacher, not fun teacher, nerd kid, emo kid, and you fig.
All right.
Emo kid is Cameron Carter. Emo kid is Sammy.
Yeah. Emo kid is Sammy.
Nerd kid nerd. Is everyone in the developer.
Nerd work. Nerd kid. Yeah, every developer site. You fig is you fig. Fun the fun teacher is I want to give that to I'm gonna say who's the fun one?
I mean, Blast is a fun.
Blast could be a fun teacher.
He's a fun head. That's a good one.
Not fun teacher.
G cool.
G cool.
I'd imagine Argar not fun teacher.
Oh yeah, Argar. Eggie's the bald principal. Star girlfriend cheerleader, star quarterback cheerleader, girlfriend lady who is hot is nowhere.
Actually, Eggie is a teacher in real life. I'm pretty sure he's a cool teacher. He's a fun teacher.
Carrie's a teacher. He's a fun teacher.
Really? Carrie's a teacher?
Yeah.
What does he teach? Graphic design?
Teacher stuff. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, star quarterback man who is hot. Obviously, the Mike Izzy.
Obviously, Izzy. Yeah, who else? Yeah, we gotta pick another. Who is also?
ML.
ML. We got
star quarterback cheerleader.
Oh, also another emo kid would be Slash.
Emo kid is Slash.
Emo kid also Slash. Clid. star quarterback cheerleader girlfriend lady who is hot.
Adam.
Adam, yeah. And then we also let's add a few more because he says including but not limited to.
The clicks.
The weeb.
No, that's you fig.
You fig's you fig. Who's the weeb?
The weebs?
In Japan.
All of Japan. The national team of Japan.
Japan national team.
Japan kids would be
who's the weird sex obsessed ones? Fizzy.
Fizzy. The drama students. Cameron Carter. Cameron Carter's the face of that. Cameron Carter.
Basically everyone who appears in the TV threads.
About awards.
Oh yeah, awards.
That's the drama people.
Yeah.
That's a good question, Yufig. I enjoyed that one.
Then we got second after once. What block would each of you be in the 2009 hit game Minecraft? Why are you that specific block?
Evan would be the command block.
Sure. Oh.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know how Minecraft works. I've never played it. But...
I'll be Gravel.
why are you Gravel?
I like the sound that it makes.
That kind of sound?
No, it was more like a ch-ch-ch-ch.
Oh, like the ch-ch.
Yeah. And then he said three, not 30. Three.
Once, make second, three.
Make up a fun question here to fill content. Evan, how long did it take you to get that bagel that you ordered this morning?
Oh, wait.
Did it take you 79 minutes to get that bagel?
No, it didn't. I forgot about that bagel. So, funny story. I ordered a bagel for way too much this morning, and then it arrives. It arrives about 30 minutes later, and I get handed the bagel. I open up the bagel bag wrapping stuff, and it's not the right bagel. So I messaged Seamless, and I'm like, yo, can I get a refund? Because, like, I spent a lot for this bagel, but it's not the right. I'm not going. I plead the fifth.
Is it over $5?
Yes.
Is it over $10?
Yes.
Is it over $20?
No.
Okay, good. I mean, not good, but anyway, did you get your refund?
No.
Your refund?
So, let me finish the story. So, yeah, I'm sitting there. And I message them, and they're like, yo, so what we can do for you, the best thing we can do for right now is reorder the same thing and have it come to you.
So spend no extra money. Charge.
So no, I ain't spending.
Oh, for no extra charge.
Like, okay. For no extra charge. They gave me another bagel, which I guess makes it more worth it. But, like, by the time it happened, I wasn't hungry. I was like, I just want my refund. I want my free bagel. But, like, I guess it really doesn't be like that all the time.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. And then four. I'll read four, F-O-R.
It's October. What is your fave Halloween or haha thing to do / dress up as / candy? What's your favorite Halloween thing to do?
I like to eat candy.
Yeah, I like to eat candy. What did you dress up for Halloween last year?
Ambacas.
Play Cupid Shuffle. God damn it. Okay. I didn't dress up as anything for Halloween.
Really? Wow, what a loser.
What did you dress up as?
I dressed up as McLovin from Superbad. Oh, I had the ID and everything. And then I got drunk and went to Brooklyn with my roommate, and then we were going to a party, and
you're under 21. You can't say that.
Shut up.
Drank orange juice 100%.
Yeah, I drank orange juice. I drank water.
Yeah, good.
I drank flavored water.
We saved it. Don't worry, we saved it.
We saved it, yeah.
We never drank in our lives until
I'm a child of God.
Yeah. My body's a temple.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so we went to Brooklyn, and then we were going to a party. But when we got there, they were like, yeah, no more people allowed at the party. So we're like, okay, let's go back. So we spent 4 hours.
Bro, that sounds like John Mulaney. 4 a.m. That sounds like a John Mulaney bit.
And then we
Delta Airlines.
Yeah, and we're like, okay, let's go back. And then we go home, and then it turns out the F train that we're taking switches to the A. I think it switches. The A train switches to the F train. So we took a detour to get home, and it was 4 a.m., and I had class at 8:45 the next day.
Did you get to class on time?
Sure, we'll say that.
Did he take a personal day?
Maybe.
And then you to finish up this.
Fine.
Ho, when ye see like dog shit. What do you think?
Ho, when ye see like dog shit.
So the site of the SHL right now, from that question, I would think, wait, you think won a cup?
Yeah, wait, what? No, when he was on the platoon, yeah.
Yeah, and he got called up, yeah. Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah, I have a cup. Do you?
I don't, no. I have to work for my cup. I don't get handed to them. I don't get handed them on a silver platter.
Shut up. That was the answer. Dude, next we have parentheses and Steven, and then he finishes off by replying to his entire message with yeah. All right.
That, I mean, we got 5 more minutes to kill, so let's see what's going on there.
We do?
SHL. Yeah, I mean,
we didn't get any any extra questions.
We started with, like, I think we're over an hour, but I don't really care. Let's just finish it off with the hour. Do you like my little articles? Did you read any of them?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Wait, do I like your articles?
Yeah.
Which ones? All of them?
Yeah, the 3 that I made yesterday while waiting on Jackbox.
Yeah, I read those.
4 that I made while waiting for Jackbox.
Yeah, I read those.
Wait, hold on. When was the last time my shit's been graded? Oh, GSVA. That's an underrated article that no one read, and I'm sad. I spent like 10 hours on that.
I don't think I read that.
It's goal scores, or goal game score over a period of time to see who's the best and to predict.
Oh, I did see that one.
Yeah,
and then I calculated it, and I was good.
Yeah.
But you didn't. Anyway. You only did for SHL.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Thomasson aimed for over 50 this season. Teddy Cuddles is hoping to continue his strong performance as he starts to decline. Bernick Vrzala finds the net after 105 games, and Peter Mikulak aims to be over 20 points this season.
Why haven't I got a?
It's because right article. When I finished writing them, is because those server went down, and then everything broke.
I like this article the best, OMG, haha.
Yeah, I do, because it's pretty... I mean, who goes on a 105-game goalless streak?
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Congrats to Off for that. Shout out to Off.
Does he have a goal so far?
Yeah, he just got a goal. Yeah, he got a goal after 105 games. He found the net.
Oh.
That's why I wrote the
article. That's nice.
Yeah. And then,
I can't believe that's a wow.
Yeah.
He has 43 scores.
Yeah, that's why. But yeah. We don't look into that.
We don't look at the facts. We just look at the opinions.
Teddy Cuddles, he's probably gonna have 2 seasons left. That's what he said to me. So hashtag leaks. He's finishing strong with his career. I need to start Tableau is more at the end of the season, but that was fun to do. That was a lot of fun to do, actually. Wait, I gotta see how many views I got. Bro, I got 280 for my season 49 skater comparisons. Bro, that's a lot of views.
Bro, I get like no views for
I got
anything.
12 views on Corsi through each team that Aaron Wilson sent to me. That one is actually pretty cool.
Bro, I got...
Did you see that one?
I got 168 views for my activity check number 284.
I'll also link this one, the Corsi. This is for last season. I think it's pretty cool to see.
Oh, yeah. The Corsi stuff.
Yeah. Who's this? New Orleans. New Orleans was just... amazing.
Buffalo went way up and then just down.
Yeah, Texas dogs trash. Hamilton dog trash. Tampa Bay did better at the end. Yeah, so that was actually fun.
Toronto at oh my god, 41.9.
GSVA, everything broke. What the fuck? Oh shit! I gotta fix that. Whatever. I think we're over an hour.
We are way over, well over. All right, so I guess you could say
we're done,
and that has been the What's New Pussycast
episode number 5. Do you have any final remarks?
peanut butter on the sausage McMuffin honestly was pretty tasty.
I'm going to end with a quote from Ron Perry. This is his first one. The SHL is full of sissy Europeans. Where's my goddamn old Ontario boys? Hashtag make Ontario farm boys hard again. I'm going to read one more because I actually like this one. Leading in the SMJHL? Question mark. This would never happen in my day when the good hard Ontario boys strapped razor blades to their hands in order to beat Frenchies. Hashtag send help. I'm locked in a basement.
All right. Thank you for listening. Come back again or else.